Mean guitar solo.
Coming up next, we have the song Marty Bum by the Arctic Monkeys off their 2006 LP, Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not.
I've seen your frown and it's like looking down the barrel of a gun and it goes off. And how come all these words? Oh, there's a very pleasant side to you, a side I much prefer. It's one verse. Laughs and jokes around. Remember cuddles in the kitchen, yeah, to get things off the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got a face on. The one that I can't bear, well, can't we just laugh and joke around? Remember cuddles in the kitchen, yeah, to get things off the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on. And yeah, I'm sorry I was late, but I missed the train. Yeah, to get things off the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on.
Somewhere over the outside, see it gets to Jimmy's eyes.
All right, Kieran has a fun story for us for our upcoming song, Around the World by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, or more just about the band and one of its members.
So after the Red Hot Chili Peppers' initial drummer quit, they had to audition. And the way that they auditioned was they had their bassist, Flea, who was, if you didn't know already, incredibly proficient on the bass, just go to town on his bass guitar and hope that the auditioning drummer could keep up. Well, when their current drummer, Chad Smith, entered his audition, he was going so hard on his drum set that even Flea had to struggle to keep up. The band was wowed by this performance and said, "That was incredible. You can join our band if you cut your ridiculous hair." Chad responded, "No, I won't cut my hair. I guess I won't join your band." So the next day he got a call from the Chili Peppers saying, "All right, I guess we can overlook the hair because that drumming was incredible." And now Chad Smith is the current drummer for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And looks a lot like Will Ferrell.
He sure does.
All right, coming up, Around the World, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. All right. Earlier today, I was listening to some playlists on Spotify, you know, to expand my musical horizons. It was a surf rock / psychedelic playlist. And I have no idea who Elephant Stone is, some band, but I really dug this song called Motherless Child. So I figured I'd put it out there on air. Coming up, Motherless Child by Elephant Stone, whoever they are. We'll see, I guess. My boy Kieran has one of the widest and most broad, diverse tastes in music imaginable.
Did you just say I have the whitest taste in music?
Whitest, not whitest.
So this next song is by a band called the Temperance Movement, and although they sound remarkably like a cross between AC/DC and Bob Seger, a very old style of classic rock, they're very recent. Their debut album was either 2014, 2015, and this song called Battle Lines just came out a few months ago off their album White Bear.
Not whitest, whitest. Trying to compliment you, my man.
Thank you.
Doing my best.
Drag my belly across the open danger.
visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Don't do heroin, kids. And with that, Heroin by the Velvet Underground.
Neck when I'm closing in on death.
Another song about the dangers of heroin by Guns N' Roses, Mr. Brownstone, as they so emphatically named him, I guess, heroin.
We'll be right back.
So me and Kieran were driving up to New Hampshire to stay at the Tufts Lodge the other weekend, and we were listening to the song Fight From the Inside by Queen. And I turned to him and I said, this doesn't really sound like Freddie Mercury, does it? And it turns out it's not Freddie Mercury.
It is actually their drummer, Taylor, who recorded and wrote this entire song himself. He played the bass, rhythm guitar, the drums, and sang it, and wrote everything about it, and this is one of the only songs that Queen has that is written and recorded by one member.
Also one of Slash's favorite riffs, you said?
Of all time, yeah.
Of all time, dang. And Slash was a heck of a guitarist, as we all know. Coming up, Fight From the Inside. Eric Clapton's 3-year-old son tragically fell out of a window and died, and that inspired this upcoming song, Tears in Heaven. One of my favorite. This is from his acoustic set, live on MTV Unplugged. Some great stuff has come from that. And here it is, Tears in Heaven. So Freddie Mercury died of AIDS, as we all know. This is the last song he ever recorded. Brian May, the guitarist, was too worried, or was rather worried that he was too sick to record it. And Freddie Mercury downed a shot of vodka and said, "Darling, I've got this." Took it in one take, and then died a few months later. Last song he ever recorded, "The Show Must Go On" by Queen.
Thank you. Saint Nick.
Oops, technical difficulties. We're supposed to be playing Mom, I'm Coming Home by Ozzy Osbourne. Give me half a second to cue this up on Spotify. Here goes, Mom, I'm Coming Home.
Times have changed and times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by, seems to be. You could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home. You took me in and you drove me out. Yeah, you had me hypnotized.
So this upcoming song has been a recent obsession of mine. I listen to it over and over. It's a cover of Bob Seger's Turn the Page, done by Metallica, off of their album Garage Inc. Love it. Coming up, Turn the Page.
The engine moaning out his one old song. You
Your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do. When you're riding 16 hours, there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through.
We're going to fit in one more song before we go. 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover by Paul Simon.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover.